Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Buckhead, Atlanta, it's time for Simply Buckhead Radio with your host, publisher, and founder, Joanne Hayes.
Well, good afternoon, Rich. Happy New Year. It's great to be back in the studio after our somewhat long holiday break, it feels like.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of the New Year, I posted something on Twitter. I said, 2014 is in the past, and 2015... What did I say now? No, it's history. 2014 is history, and 2015 is history in the making.
Ah, ooh. I like that.
I forgot my own quote or whatever, yeah.
Very, very good quote. Yes, every day is history making, and you know, they call it the present. Every day is a gift, and that's why it is called the present.
Absolutely. Normally, I quote Samuel Clemens or Mark Twain, but I quoted myself. I'm not sure if that's how egotistical that is or if that's good or
no,
not.
Well, that's a good one. It's a good way to start the year. Fresh ideas, fresh material, fresh guests.
I hope our guests are fresh, whatever.
Yes. Well, and we have fresh guests sometimes and not just
well,
in
a couple
the sense
in the past,
new.
Maybe a little questionable, but yeah, for the most part, pretty fresh,
Most part, very fresh, so lots
well, speaking
of great stuff
Speaking
going
of the
on.
New year, wow, is this an amazing cover of the new Simply Buckhead magazine? I saw this online and on the Twitter feed and all the social media, but first time having it in hand in our studio, and this is literally, as they say, if you open it very carefully, I think you can see like a little steam coming from the pages. It's literally that hot off the press, right?
Yes. We actually picked up the magazines 5 days before they got to our distributors. And
well, because you know somebody behind the scenes.
I got connections. So I picked up the magazines, and when we were driving home, the whole way home, I said to my husband, this car smells like ink.
Yeah.
It literally smelled like ink for about an hour. And, you know, then we unload them. We do our big mailing. And, you know, set about getting these in the hands of our salespeople and our team. And they started distribution on stands yesterday.
Wow.
And we've had phenomenal feedback from people checking it out online, people tweeting about themselves being seen in there. And we're happy to help with the retweeting and a lot of great stories in this particular issue. Very, very, very proud of our team. We had some guest writers. We had some extra sidebars. I mean, it was just a phenomenal effort all around. And I'm all done with our wonderful editor-in-chief, home with her brand new baby, and Karina Timmel as our contributing editor, doing a lot of the legwork too, and we just have a great team.
So what's, tell us about the new baby.
New baby is almost 2 months old, so we should be having Gina in studio very soon. Gina, come see us anytime soon.
And bring the baby,
She can bring the baby, so if you hear crying in the background, our youngest interview. So
speaking of this new issue, for those folks in Buckhead driving around just tuning in right now, you can go pick it up. What's some of the hot spots in Buckhead to pick it up? I always get mine at Whole Foods.
Oh, yeah. Whole Foods is one of our best drop spots. One of our other biggest drop spots is the Buckhead Bread Company. Boy, they go through about 1,400 copies over our eight-week cycle. They get restocked every week. They've been one of our top spots from the very beginning. Also, Nuke's Express Cafe in Brookhaven is a big one. Six of the Kroger markets. If you go on our website, simplybuckhead.com, click on to find a copy. All the locations are in there by zip code, so you can kind of find what's closest to you.
And there's over 25 pickup locations, right?
25? Oh, my goodness. It's
250.
Over 250. Yeah. We are also at three of the private jet locations at PDK, as well as the international terminal at Hartsfield-Jackson, and a lot of local independent businesses, all by request. The magazines go very quickly because we are sought after by people looking to read this publication.
Cool. And a couple more talking points before we jump into the show and our guest here. Just on the cover, I mean, I'm just reading some of these headline extraordinary animals. Obviously, did we mention what the cover, what the this issue, special issue is about?
I don't know, because we're on air, so these people aren't seeing the cover, right. But this is our kids and pets issue, and this is the second time we've done a kids and pets issue in our 5 years, and it was actually one of our very first topics in March of 2011, I believe, and it was so well received. We've been looking for a good opportunity to do it again, this time obviously with even more material, you know, some
stories. Extraordinary animals, doggy boot camps, candy. Mm-hmm. What's this pet mania?
Manny Petties. There are spas for dogs to get manicures and pedicures. And there's even, we had wonderful Ashley on several weeks ago, Ashley Harris. who's the woman behind the high-end pet retailing Bark Fifth Avenue with all kinds of accessories and clothing for pets, for dogs. And we did a wonderful piece about her and her line. Hopefully folks will go online and look at what she has to offer. You know, our Simply Approved section is about candies to satisfy sugar craving, and they're not all bad. There is some organic in there. Okay. Some great travel pieces.
Well, I tell you what, while you do your show, I'm just going to sit back and kind of browse and read the magazine. Yeah, so,
okay, you can.
I think you're ready. You got some great guests in the studio. Let's get right into it.
We sure do. Again, another awesome ladies show today. You know I love my ladies, right. And you know, we have a great show lined up for you today. Two guests in the studio. We have Christian Ross. Christian Sold It is her Twitter handle, Instagram handle, and what everybody knows her by. She's very active on social media. And she has a new adventure that she's going to be sharing with our audience today. So welcome, Christian.
Thank you.
And you've been on the show before, right?
Yes.
So you were on the Bold Women of Buckhead show, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So welcome back.
Yes. Christian was featured on our cover for July, August, and we were very proud to have her in studio celebrating that particular issue. And it's very exciting to have her back with some great news for her business and her company. And I'm very excited to hear what she's going to talk about with the real estate scene in Buckhead and beyond, because she's an international realtor as well. And my next guest, who we will be conducting our interview with first, is Leanne Maxwell of Vixen Vodka. And her Twitter handle is @drinkvixenvodka. And Leanne is a spitfire, and I have had the pleasure of getting to know her and her partner, Carrie King. And welcome, Leanne. So great to have you in the studio today.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Well, we fell in love with Leanne's product. I've told this story before, but I met Leanne at an event at Bella Bag probably about a year and a half ago on Miami Circle, and she was serving her vodka with several juices to go with it, and it was so nice, and they just did such a beautiful presentation. I was incredibly impressed by the presentation and by Leanne and Carrie themselves, and how well-received they were in an audience that was mostly women at that particular event,
too. Definitely our demographic.
Yes, and Leanne has actually worked with us on one of our cover shoots. So we did a cover shoot a year ago, July, August, and it was a Buckhead Now and Then nightlife issue, and Leanne and Carrie were on hand serving their cocktails, and their cocktails were part of the actual photo shoots.
Delicious martinis.
Absolutely, and nobody was complaining that day about having a little vodka in the middle of the day.
Sure.
Uber was available.
Yes, absolutely. All Vixens drink responsibly.
Absolutely. Absolutely we do. And we all ascribe to designated drivers anytime we're talking about alcohol. It's not to promote drunk driving. I love Leanne's story, and I'm going to have her tell it a little bit. The conception of Vixen Vodka, definitely one that I think you should tell, because I think our listeners would like to hear it from you, not from me reading your bio.
Oh, okay. Well, it all started on a beach trip. And my stepdaughter got me a plaque for Christmas that said alcohol, because no good story ever started with a salad.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So seriously, we were all on a girls' beach trip, and we were actually training for a triathlon. And so we went to St. Simon's to do some open water swimming, and we packed bathing suits and vodka. And the conversation led to, why do we drink the vodkas that we drink, and how do they market to us as women, and how do they speak to us as women? And the conversation went from there to, we realized it was like one of our aha moments that men order by brand and women order by drink. Women go to the bar and say, I'll take a vodka tonic, I'll take a Cosmo, I'll take an Appletini. Where the majority, I mean, I'm speaking in broad terms, but mainly men go and say, I'll take a Kettle and Tonic, I'll take a Goose and Soda. And so we were like, why don't we have a call brand? And Carrie said, we should just make our own. And Carrie was in the cable industry. She was the director of marketing for Comcast Spotlight. And I was in the finance field. And I said, we can't start. We don't know anything about starting a company. We've never started a company in our life. We don't know anything about the liquor industry except that we like to drink it. So how would we even do this? What would we even call it? And Carrie goes, I don't know, Vixen. And then we just went back to doing what we did on a girls' beach trip. But I couldn't get that name out of my head. So I came home and Googled it, and there wasn't a Vixen Vodka. So I bought about 25 websites. Anything with the name Vixen and vodka in it, I bought. And then I called my ex-husband. He's a brilliant creative director. The whole husband thing didn't work out, but he is a brilliant creative director. And so I said, hey, listen, Eddie, Carrie thinks we should start a vodka company and call it Vixen. And he said, that's brilliant. And so he has built brands. I mean, he has worked for some major brands. And so I said, well, if you think it's brilliant, then you can do all the creative for free. And
has he continued to do the creative for free?
He is our creative director.
That's a very nice ex-husband. Mm-hmm. I want to go back to the aha moments and the discussion about how did you sort of come up with the information about how men order their drinks and how women order? Was that by observation or is that by, you know, research that you'd seen?
It started with observation. I mean, it was a girls' beach trip, so we do what girls do, which is talk. And but it went from there to let's do our own little mini focus groups and our own little ethnographic and psychographic, you know, measures of this. And it, you know, once I said it to people, they were like, oh my God, you're right. Like that, even people in the industry now, they're like, wait a minute. Like it's just an aha moment for people. And
because I just had that same aha moment as you're explaining it, I'm thinking to myself, she's right. How many times have I been out and, you know, we tend to order, even women I've noticed order, most women, not me because I drink wine quite regularly and we, you know, have sampled a lot and we know the kind of wines that we like, but even I've noticed with girlfriends, if you go out somewhere and they order a glass of wine, they'll say, I'll have a Cabernet or I'll have a Merlot. Yes. They don't know to ask or they don't ask to look at the wine menu to see what they have by the glass. So
that's correct.
That's a total aha moment.
And I mean, I'm a wine drinker, too. And I'm not, you know, I'm always about I like wine just as well. It's just that step away from the wine every now and then and try Vixen because with Vixen, you can control your calorie intake and you can control your alcohol intake. I mean, with wine, it is what it is. You're drinking a glass of wine, so you're not going to water it down, and you know,
not 130 calories for 4 ounces. That's there, and there's right. not much you can do about it.
And so with Vixen, you can control what you put in it. It's the smoothest vodka on the market, so you really don't need to put anything with it. But you can also control your alcohol intake. So yeah, we did some research. I mean, we definitely did some research. We had a great name, and we had a great logo. We built the brand before we made one drop of vodka.
Wow. You sound just like us. And I know we've had this conversation before, but same with us. We picked the name. We bought all the websites. You know, it was 6 months before we even launched a magazine. Mm-hmm. We had it all nailed down. We actually trademarked our name before we even, you know, stepped foot on the road to sell an ad.
Yes,
so,
we?
Yeah. And the website thing, very important because you want to make sure no one comes in to scoop your idea.
But that is unusual. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's an unusual. You know, most people come up with this great idea and then they build the brand around it.
Right.
They in the liquor industry, they came up with a great tequila or a great, you know, whiskey, and then they think about the names and all that. And we didn't make a drop of vodka until we had the brand set.
Yeah, it's about protecting the brand and the name, and you know, the amount of work, which we're going to talk about this, because as a small business owner, you know, nobody knows better than any small business owner
True.
How hard it is to do your own thing. And there's so much more involved in it than the pretty final product that you see on a shelf. And whether it's vodka or a magazine or, you know, a home, it's so much goes in behind the scenes that people have no idea about. So
Correct.
This is traditionally, I'm assuming, a man's world.
It's a very male-dominated market.
Mm-hmm.
I tell a story that I had never written a business plan. I didn't know how to write a business plan, but I Googled and researched and figured out how to write a business plan. So I met a friend that is a business consultant, and I asked him to go over the business plan before I went out to like raise money or talk to anybody in the industry or get distribution. And he read it and he said, oh my God, this is like brilliant. You've answered every question. You dotted all your I's, you crossed all your T's, you answered questions before I even knew I had them. That's great. And he put it down. He goes, but you'll never make it. And I looked at him and I said, why? And he said, because it's the liquor industry. It's old white men and they will eat you up and spit you out. And I looked at him and I said, sugar, this is a brand we're building. It could be a pair of pantyhose or a tube of lipstick. Vodka's sexy, but the vodka's the last thing we talk about. We really are building a brand about not only giving women confidence at the bar, but confidence in all areas of their life. You know, people ask me what's my definition of a vixen, and my definition of a vixen is a very strong, sexy, confident woman who knows what she wants. And vodka is our platform, but it's not our purpose.
Mm-hmm. And that knowing what you want at a bar is, it's always a a topic that can be, you know, very subjective, because you're right. Sometimes if you're with somebody, you don't know what to order, or you're embarrassed about what you would normally order and you don't know much about what you are ordering. Mm-hmm. So I love the confidence factor as being a part of that brand that you're creating. And I don't know that I've ever heard you actually say that before and explain what your brand is all about.
And our strategy in the bars and restaurants is just that. We like to get on bar menus. We like to get on table tents or tasting menus because women, you know, typically, you know, they like to try things. They're adventuresome in their drink orders. And so if they see a vodka drink that has Vixen featured, they're more likely to try it. We are made from a gluten-free base. Mm-hmm. So we're made from corn. We're made in America. It's distilled in Denver, and it's distilled 5 times through glass. And it's made from GMO-free corn. So a lot of restaurants are putting us on their menu as their gluten-free option.
That's fantastic. Oh. And we know that locally you've made a really big impact locally. I've seen you in restaurants. What are some of the restaurants locally you'd like to tell our listeners where they can actually find you?
Well, our demographic mainly likes to have parties and drink at home. That's how we market.
Okay.
So we really go to where women are. We don't go to the bars and clubs as much as we go to book clubs and tennis tournaments and spas and salons. So we're in all the liquor stores. Restaurants, all the Tin Lizzies have us. A lot of the Here to Serve restaurants have us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're in a lot of the suburbs as well.
That's fantastic. And mm-hmm. Let's go back to the events piece of it. As you know, that's where I met you, and I've seen you at other events.
Yes.
And I know that
doing
I've seen
tonight.
You on Twitter. I know. And,
yeah.
and it's a very big part of it. So when you go to an event, what happens is you're serving your drinks, and then the idea is to encourage people to go out and then purchase the vodka for themselves in the locations where you're sold locally, and then have it at home making their own drinks.
That's correct. We want to be the vodka on every woman's back bar. We want to be the vodka of every bunco night and of every mom's night in and all that. So that's how we did our marketing at first here in Georgia, is we targeted events where women gather. Like I said, at spas, at salons. Tonight mm-hmm. I'm doing a book signing for an Atlanta author, Colleen Oakley, who just wrote her debut novel, Before I Go. And it's obviously very female-centric, and that's how we have targeted. And we typically like the smaller events. I mm-hmm. mean, even the Bella Bag, there was probably 40 women there.
Yeah, exactly.
And that way we can tell the story. And we can tell, like I said, the vodka's delicious. It's won medals. We just most recently won a gold medal for the 50 best domestic vodkas.
Wow, that's
so
fantastic.
That's
not on your list of items here.
Yeah,
that's
that was
awesome
very new.
Honor.
We just got word of that. So the vodka's delicious, but what resonates is that Carrie and I took the leap. And we went for our it. And I was 50 the year I started Vixen. Carrie's 18 years younger than me and was very corporate ensconced. So it was a big deal for her to take the leap out of her safe corporate job. And me, like I said, it was the year I turned 50. I have twin boys that are in their 30s. They had both gotten married. The husband and I had divorced. And it was one of those moments of like, okay, well, now what am I going to do?
Okay, and so I'm not going to make you tell me your age, but how long has Vixen Vodka been on the market? Let me qualify this by saying that I started Simply Buckhead when I was 50 years old, and we've been around for 5 years, so I'm turning 55 this year.
Well, you and I are the same age.
Okay.
Because I started Vixen, it was the year I turned 50. We have been on the shelf. It took us 2 years. From beach to shelf, mm-hmm. it took us 2 years. And which at the time I thought was... Oh, I was so impatient, and I thought it was ridiculously slow. And I've since realized it usually takes a brand 5 to 7 years.
Oh, yes. And I've learned exactly the same lesson as you, because my first 2 years, Sonny would tell the story, I think he did when he was on air in here, that I can't tell you how many times in the first 2 years Joanne came home and said, I can't do this anymore. It's too hard. So we've told the same story.
Yes,
it takes
absolutely.
A long time as a business owner to launch a business and have it be as successful as it is in 5 years.
Absolutely.
Really.
And you know, being that Carrie and I are such diverse ages, we say we are our own demographic, because we're targeting women 28 to 54.
Mm-hmm.
Now men love this vodka. They call it a sippin' vodka, that it's dangerously delicious. But women were not being spoken to in the spirit space except as arm candy or sex objects,
mm-hmm.
and we decided to change that.
Mm-hmm.
So they are obviously our target market. But But like I said, it was the year I turned 50 and both my boys got married and Eddie and I divorced. And I was like, well, I guess I'll just keep working and like come home at night and watch Dancing with the Stars and wait for grandbabies until I went on that beach trip. And so that's what's resonating with women is the fact that I did a reinvention. And mm-hmm. Carrie did too, from, you know, corporate, you know, lifer, basically, to taking, we call it, you know, getting out of the corporate frying pan and into the entrepreneurial fire.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. It's a total leap of faith. And, you know, you go back and you look at it. I'm sure you do the same as I do. You look back at the last 5 years and you think, wow, that feels like it took so long. But then you look at it and you say, I can't believe how far we've come in this short a time. So you have to look at it both ways. And that's
the glass being... to look at it that way, though, isn't it? Because you're so ensconced in the minutiae of every day. Like you talked about, the small business owner. I mean, it's not just about making this killer vodka. It's about learning QuickBooks.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And, right.
Oh, yes.
And so my second and last husband, Philip, always says to me, you have to celebrate the accomplishments and the wins. Like we're in getting ready to be in 8 states now. And when we got our second state after Georgia, Philip came in because he was working as our operations manager at the time. And he said, girls, you just got an order from your second state. And we looked up and we were like, great. And then we looked back to like work on how to get those cases of vodka to that second state. And he was like, you need to stop and celebrate the fact that people in our second state, believe it or not, was Minnesota, that people in Minnesota want your vodka.
Wow.
And so you do. You really have to remind yourself every day to stop and
look. Savor the success,
yes.
The daily successes, not just the big picture. So we're going to segue into something else because the states you're in, and I know, you know, you have to work on each state one at a time. And I know you spent a lot of time last year in South Carolina,
correct,
if I'm not mistaken,
mm-hmm.
And some other states. So you are in how many states now?
We're getting ready to be in our 8th state.
Okay, and
which
name,
is New
name
York.
Those states. New York, yay!
Yeah, so... Georgia, of course, we started. We used 2013. That's when we launched as our pilot program here in Georgia to see what worked, what didn't. We're now in Georgia, South Carolina, Tennessee, West Virginia, Minnesota. And Colorado, which is where the vodka is made. We are licensed to sell in Mississippi, and we just got New York.
So every state must have completely different rules. Can you walk us through, like, what is the process? I'm sure that some of it is sort of applying and some legalese that's involved. Is there a process that's sort of similar from state to state?
I wish there was.
Oh.
I wish there was. Every state is like a foreign country, and I always laugh and say, I wish I could be like Sarah Blakely and just drive around with pantyhose in my trunk and drive around with vodka in my trunk. I can't do that. And I'm also a big fan of saying, oh, I'm just going to ask forgiveness, not permission, except when it comes to alcohol boards.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Yeah. Just to give you
some serious trouble there if you don't do it right.
Just to give you a quick example, we actually could get, we're not distributed yet in Florida, but we could actually go ahead and go online and do our licensing. So we just did it. I mean, it took me 2 seconds to get online licensing in Florida. In West Virginia, I had to fill out 55 Excel spreadsheets.
Oh, my goodness.
So
in Florida now, you go through that process, and now that means that you can actually sell online to people in Florida?
No. It means that I have a license in Florida, but to date, no distributor wants to pick us up in Florida. We have gotten turned down 3 times by distributors who say, we don't need another vodka.
And they don't understand the concept of this being marketed directly toward women. And this is the total old boy network that I'm sure that you're coming up against.
Now, if Carrie and I can get in front of the distributor, we close it every time. Every time we've had a one-on-one meeting, we get distribution. But if they just, if it's an email or a phone call, they just don't get it until we can get in there and show them who we are and why we do what we do.
Can you just show up at their door, or do they frown upon that?
I might have to try that one.
I'd just show up with my vodka and say, here, I'm here to see so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go back. I know you had no experience in the liquor industry, and this concept of vodka came up. Now, you talked a little bit about the vodka being on the trip. And why specifically vodka and not another particular spirit?
Well, at the time, it was what we drank. We say, do what you know. And we were vodka drinkers. Now, once I'm in the industry and I realize all the different spirit offerings, I call vodka the sweet tea of the liquor industry.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to age it. You don't have to oak it. You don't have to worry about, you know, sun or grapes or rain. You just I can call my distiller on a Wednesday and have vodka by Friday.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. So that's awesome. Nice.
And plus, it's the number one neutral spirit.
I love it. I love it. She did her homework, I'll tell you that much. Now, this is super, super inspirational. First of all, I'm sitting in a room with powerful women, and y'all know that I love that. It's inspirational for women on a number of levels. First of all, the reinventing yourself, whether you're in your 30s or you're in your 50s. It's a big leap of faith to leave a secure career or business and move into doing something on your own. There's a lot of sacrifice, and there's a lot to be gained from it. What is your biggest piece of advice you would give a woman looking to make a life change like this and move out and do something like this on her own?
Well, funny you should ask, because I've been asked to speak at a few women-centric groups, and one was an over 40 female group. Through that, I got asked to write a book. So I've written a book. It's in the hands of the designers right now to finish it up. But it's basically how to build a brand and reinvent yourself without spilling your martini.
And it's love that.
It's obviously my story, but at the end of each chapter, I've done a worksheet. So that a woman can, I mean, I want a woman to read this and use it as a roadmap. Also, at the end of every chapter, I have a delicious cocktail recipe that goes with it. So it's a little bit inspiration, a little bit workbook, and a little bit cocktail book. But my number one piece of advice to women or to anybody who is starting a business or taking a leap is be super smart about what you know, but be even smarter about what you don't know, mm-hmm. and surround yourself with people who do.
Oh, absolutely.
Because Carrie and I did not know about the liquor industry at all. So we made sure to reach out to those people that knew and that we trusted. And I was never afraid to ask for help. I would couch it in the form of, can you hold my hand? And I think when you ask it that way, it gives people permission to be helpful to you without feeling taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. And I did that with people in the liquor industry, with people in the trademark industry, with people in the, you know, we had to get label approval through the Tobacco Tax Bureau. So, you know, up and down the line, from the distillery boys to the distribution partners that we have now, it's, can you hold my hand and help me through this process?
That's a very, very nice way of putting it. And I will tell you that Sam Massel gave me that very same advice when I sat with him the first time I ever met him. He said, don't be afraid to ask people for help. And he said, if you need anything, you can ask me. But he said, if I can't tell you where to go, you know, he said, if I can't help you myself, I'll be able to at least send you to the right people who can help you. And that was a huge piece of advice for us. And I'm almost thinking, Rich, you probably will remember the same thing, but we had Steve DeFilippo in the studio a few weeks back. And Steve, of course, is the owner of Davio's. And he wrote a book a couple of years back called It's All About the Guest. It was a year ago, October, when it debuted. Mm-hmm. And your take on writing a book and having the business advice and a recipe is almost exactly the way he approached it.
Really?
And there was so much advice in there, same thing about how much he didn't know going into it, and that, you know, you wish you'd surround yourself with those folks instead of just relying on people that you knew for 20 years, hoping that they'd be good people because you could trust them.
Yeah.
And we've done
the
same thing.
That's not always the case.
No, and we've done exactly the same thing. I mean, we've put people in place that we know are professionals at what they do, right down to having a QuickBooks expert as my bookkeeper. Mm-hmm. That's her specialty, and we do QuickBooks. Mm-hmm. So not just having a bookkeeper who knows generic, we have somebody that specializes in that. And
love
those
it.
Were lessons for me, too, that
Absolutely.
We had to learn. You know, I was doing all the QuickBooks myself up until about six months ago, barely. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize how much I didn't know even 4.5 years in.
And it takes time to learn when you could be doing other things. That's the other
right.
thing is I always ask myself, is this the highest and best use of my time?
Right.
I mean,
right.
like I said, we do a lot of events and we were schlepping through Hobby Lobby and, and Publix to get juices and everything.
Yep.
And I'm like, do you think the CEO of Grey Goose is doing this? I'm pretty sure he's not. And that's when we like took the leap to hire an intern. So now we have an intern.
We're
and
just
we love
talking
her.
About that. Yeah. I am desperately in need of a marketing assistant. Those of you who are out there listening, I am looking for somebody very qualified who wants to be a part of the magazine world and learn from the inside out, working side by side with a publisher. So any qualified candidates can feel able to reach out to me directly. It's a pretty exciting opportunity for somebody. And very smart move on your part, Leanne, and having an intern is definitely the way to make your life a little bit easier.
She's amazing.
A little bit easier. And is there any other advice, or specifically to women? I love this. You know, the advice goes out to everybody, but specifically to women, it's such a big deal, it seems like, for us as women you know, we're known as somebody's wife or somebody's mother or somebody's daughter or somebody's sister our entire lives. And so to take on a business, again, in a mostly male-dominated world, you know, in my particular arena, there's all these corporate entities all around me. Right. And we're the only female independently owned magazine in Atlanta, mm-hmm. I would dare to say, definitely in Buckhead. And, you know, not an easy thing to do when you have all these other corporate giants mm-hmm. around you. And I've been known to be the chief gopher of my own company, too, and thinking to myself, this is not what I'm sure my competitors are doing.
Right.
But, you know, it's what you do when you're getting a small business off the ground.
That's right.
So,
and, you know, mine was about starting a business. But what I want to inspire other women to do is to get outside of their comfort zone and do something different. I mean, like I said, I was 50 and I was his wife. I mean, I was married to him for a very long time and I was the perfect corporate wife. And, you know, I have these twin boys and I was their mother. And I felt like I lost who I was. And it wasn't a matter of reinventing who I was, but basically rediscovering who I was. And that's what I would, I mean, it's always nice to do it with cocktail, but, so I'm,
do your business meetings with Carrie and your team, like involve having like new flavors of juices that go with this beautiful vodka?
We do have to do a lot of taste testing. It's a tough job.
I know somebody's got to do it. That's why not right. the CEO?
But yeah, so hopefully, I mean, like I said, vodka is our platform. It's not our purpose. Our purpose is to have women, you know, try something different. And, you know, I always say live in the moment and be, I had two New Year's resolutions. The year I started Vixen was never turn down an invitation because you never know who you're going to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I met the second and last husband. And don't ask why, but ask why not. Mm-hmm. Because if you ask yourself why, you're going to come up with a bunch of different reasons of why you shouldn't do it. You're going to listen to that voice in your head that's telling you all the reasons that you can't do something. But if you say to yourself, why not? Then that opens up your possibilities and lets you go for it. I mean, I always say, yes, we have a fear of failure. We have a fear of failure every day. I mean, it's stressful. It's stressful to be in this industry. And, you know, there's 9,000 vodkas on the shelf and that is stressful. But more than that fear of failure, I had the fear of never trying.
Right.
And
right. That's so, the positive way to look at it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think she's taken a lesson from Sonny. He was talking almost the same exact way when he was on air with us. And it's the positive way to look at it. You're affecting change.
Yes.
You saw a niche that wasn't being
met.
That's
exactly right.
And why not you to be the person to fill it? And that's exactly the philosophy that we had. Nobody was doing what we're doing
right.
here in Buckhead. Nobody.
And Carrie, I mean, you know, she'll tell you this. She was scared. I mean, she loved her job. She still is in love with Comcast and all of its peeps. And she still hangs out with them. And it was a big leap of faith for her. But I think what swayed her was I said, if we don't do this, somebody else will.
That's correct.
There'll be a couple of girls in Kansas sitting around and think about it. And so I'm
saying, we're living on the farms that make the corn that
exactly,
your vodka is making.
Exactly.
Well, kudos to you.
Thank you.
A fabulous product. If you haven't tried it yet, ladies, Leanne's product is on shelves in liquor stores across the Atlanta metro area and beyond the Atlanta metro area. Are there any specific locations here at Tower, any of those sort of locations
Tower,
that we can tell people about
Tower,
locally?
Both locations of Tower, Greens, mm-hmm. Max, all down
yep.
here in Buckhead, Peachtree. And then, you know, we're in the Total Wine locations in the suburbs.
Excellent.
And we're basically in, you know, the top 100 liquor stores in Georgia.
I've been in Total Wine. Isn't there a Total Wine in Tennessee?
There's Total Wines everywhere.
I remember being in one in Knoxville,
yeah.
think. I was in one there. They had an amazing selection.
And we're in Tennessee, too. So
yay. Fantastic. Well, would you please tell our listeners how they can find you online, on social media, on Facebook, any of those arenas?
When we first started, not on Facebook, but on Twitter, there was a Vixen Vodka. So I had to come up with a different handle for Twitter. So I want people to drink it. So we're Drink Vixen Vodka.
Okay.
And I think we're Drink Vixen Vodka too on Instagram, but then we're Vixen Vodka on Facebook and Pinterest. And our website is vixenvodka.com and there's a where to buy. We also have a Vixen Vodka store where you can shop and get some fun sayings on t-shirts and yeah,
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Leanne, for being with us today.
You're welcome.
It's a great story.
Thank you.
It's so inspirational. And I just know personally, I mean, you've all heard a lot of my guests over the last few months, and many of them are people that I've met over my 5 years of having Simply Buckhead magazine, and have been inspired by a lot of these people, women and men, but especially women, because doing exactly what Leanne did at age 50, not easy, but the rewards you reap from it in the long term are more than anybody could have ever explained to me in any business manual or business plan.
That's true.
The rewards, I think you can't even, those are immeasurable.
Yes, so, absolutely.
Congratulations to you and Carrie.
Thank you.
And Carrie,
cheers.
Sorry we missed you today. Yeah. we hope to see you again soon. And I will be actively looking for opportunities to put you in touch with some ladies, perhaps, that may be hosting events that would be appropriate for you as well.
Awesome.
Because you know we have those here in Buckhead.
Yeah,
definitely.
So on to my next guest, Christian Ross. As mentioned earlier, I had the privilege of working with Christian. She was on our cover of our ladies issue, our Bold Women of Buckhead issue in July, August. And then she appeared on the Buckhead Business Radio X radio show, which was my second appearance on Buckhead Business Radio X before we had our own show. So she's been in studio with us before, and she's very well versed on air. So I want to hear, first of all, we know your story, and we'll talk about your story and some of the things you've done, but you have some very exciting news, and I'd like you to share that with our audience first.
Yes, I am so excited that I am the new managing broker of Village Realty. We are in Atlanta Tech Village, which is just the hotbed of innovation, located at Piedmont and Lenox. And it's just very exciting that we're bridging technology and real estate together.
Well, and this is going to be an exciting discussion because of, you know, everybody here in the Buckhead area knows what Atlanta Tech Village stands for. Our cover for January of 2014 was about Buckhead Innovators, and our cover featured Jeff Hillemeyer, mm-hmm. Who obviously is Dragon Army, and he's located at Tech Village. We had a piece in that issue about David Cummings, the founder. We've seen the building projects going on. There are so many wonderful small startup businesses that start and launch there and grow and move on. As you said, a hotbed of technology, and what a way to merge an industry that has become so very technology dependent. So Village Realty, yes, is a brand new company.
Yes, it's actually it has been in existence under Clickscape Realtors for past 8 years. And that was a technology arm. So even though they did sell real estate, the focus was on real estate technology. Hmm. So we're excited that it's now split into two, and we're Village Realty powered by Clickscape.
Okay.
So
now they take a top realtor and merge it with the top technology for the real estate business. That's the,
yes,
clue, right?
2.0, yes.
Wow.
To the next level.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm going to read a little of Christian's bio, and then we'll get into some of her questions. But she is, as she mentioned, the managing broker for Village Realty, which is now a full-service real estate firm housed in the Tech Village. She has previously served as the 2014 president of Women's Council of Realtors Atlanta as the youngest president in the chapter's 54-year history. And she's also sat on the board of directors for the Atlanta Board of Realtors. If I were to take a guess, I'd say there's probably a lot of people in the real estate world now that are super scared of Christian's talent and what she has at her disposal. Because now it's not just about, you know, competing in the traditional real estate world. I mean, you know, when you get that tech knowledge behind you and powering your business, it can be a really powerful thing.
Definitely. I have learned so much in such a short amount of time. And it's just amazing how we're going to enhance the client experience, mm-hmm. Just interacting with them, creating that paperless system for them so they know no matter what, if you're in Hong Kong in a meeting, don't worry, we have everything taken care of. So it's very exciting to see how technology, we're taking it a bit further with real estate.
Do you feel kind of like an old dog learning new tricks? Because I know at 55,
oh my God, yes,
I still feel like I'm learning so much, and my 15-year-old knows more about technology than I do. And I'm in a business where we have to be somewhat tech savvy, and it's frightening sometimes. I mean, I'd spent 5 hours this weekend learning how to do a newsletter on MailChimp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It is, though. And that's the thing. Well, it was a funny story. We were sitting there, and we were volunteering at Junior Achievement. So we're volunteering at Junior Achievement with the middle schoolers, and we're saying, man, they have so much energy. Like, why don't they just pick up Babysitter's Club. And so everyone around us kind of looked at us like, Babysitter's Club? And we're like, oh yeah, we're 80s babies, sorry. Yes. So it is, it's different, and it's still kind of learning another language at the same time.
What's different about the technology that they're using with Village Realty? What distinguishes it from perhaps the technology or the tools that are being used in traditional real estate sales?
Well, we're very excited that one of the things that we're looking at using is actually a company called We Get Around, and they have visual storytelling from a 3D aspect. So not only that for our listings, incorporating things like that, but also to how
those virtual tours, those are huge.
It to a different level. We Get Around actually takes it to a different level. They have 3D. I mean, it can actually go to an architect software, CAD, and create floor plans, but also it is cutting edge.
Wow. Like Property Brothers. That's one of my favorite shows.
Exactly.
I love that show.
It's like that. And then, you know, even the listing presentation, taking it where, you know, we're not going to just come with, if you want a paper, no problem. We'll leave you a paper presentation, but we will sit there, have everything integrated, your paperwork integrated. You can listen to us, talk with us, share your concerns, and also sign the paperwork right there. And we can get started right there as long as our timetable starts. So automatically paperwork gets sent to the admin. They start doing their process. So it's really about the connectivity to go faster.
And let me go back to the virtual tour piece of mm-hmm. it. So let's say a client is interested in a particular home, but it needs a lot of renovation and all that. So you can actually make a presentation to them about a particular home and even have a virtual tour or architectural drawing showing how it could look once they've purchased the property
yes.
and done the work.
Yes.
Wow. That is definitely cutting edge.
Yes.
Because most people go in, they look at a house, they say no, yes, don't like it, don't necessarily have the vision of what it could be. I know that we've had that vision because we just did a condo of our own and renovated the entire thing ourselves. But, you know, not everybody has that capability of walking in and seeing what it could be. So if they have a presentation which shows the possibilities, it's a whole new world for them.
Definitely. And that's just pairing along with great vendors, understanding what's out there, talking to people even who are in our own building to say, hey, what's your idea on this? I mean, we poll them all the time because the reality is 2015 is the year of the millennial home buyer.
Mm-hmm.
So even though people are downsizing and, you know, or building up to for their kids that are coming, you know, pending, you know, maybe you're pregnant or you have a 2-month-old or
not me. 10 I'm beyond those years.
But no matter what your situation is, and it's funny because, Leanne, just like what you said regarding the life and the reinvention, mm-hmm. we were talking about this previously, that's what real estate is right now. So many people are looking at it as a chance to reinvent their lives. Where do I want to be closer? Maybe I love bird watching. I want to be close to a lake so I can walk to the lake and I can bird watch. Maybe I want to be able to hit a restaurant in 2 seconds. Then let me buy a condo here so I can do that. So there's a lot more of that connectivity, not just only in the technology piece, but definitely the real estate sphere.
And real estate goes through so many cycles. I mean, you can have a stretch. It seems like such a volatile industry. When it's good, it can be really, really good. And when
yes.
it's bad, people are suffering. And the people that aren't really made for that sort of, you know, stomach torture end up leaving the business and going back to doing something else or moving on to the next career. So you've been in the industry a long time. I mean, you weather these storms all the time. How long have you been in it? And how many of these sort of storms have you seen?
10 years, and this is my third cycle, I would say.
Wow.
So we were actually talking about that too. Mm. Yeah. But yeah, 10 years, 3 cycles, and it's just refreshing now to see where the market is because we're starting to see a balance,
mm-hmm.
and it's so refreshing.
So what trends are you seeing in Buckhead and in town in particular, you know, Buckhead, Brookhaven market? What are you seeing?
Right now, it's more so the list price to the sales price. We're seeing that they are matching very closely. They're at basically
people are pricing realistically,
exactly.
much more realistically.
And buyers are offering more realistically. Mm-hmm. More realistically. They understand that if the price is going to be $500,000, you're probably going to come between 97% of that price. Now, once you get over $1 million, $2 million, you're looking at probably 90%. But still, that's quite high when you look at percentages from years ago when, you know, everyone was lowballing.
Well, and I know that one of your other areas of expertise is, you know, helping clients purchase abroad. And again, way back some years ago, I had condos in St. Kitts, and purchasing real estate in another country can be a real interesting process. And just like what we asked with Leanne about each state having its own rules, obviously different countries have their own rules.
Yes.
And there's got to be things with laws and taxes and such. And how do you help people navigate all of that?
Well, I always have partners in those countries that know exactly what the nuances are, what's changed, because what's different 1 year, I mean, can completely change. Just like in the U.S. right now, we have a huge amount of regulatory changes that are coming about in end of this month and in August. So it's just making sure that we stay abreast of those, but especially to finding good title companies that will ensure their mm-hmm. property.
Are there particular countries where you steer people that may be looking to purchase property abroad? There's been a lot of articles last year about great places for, you know, Americans to retire. I think one of the countries, South American country, I'm completely blanking right now, but there's been a lot of talk about countries in South America. Ecuador maybe was one of them.
Oh yeah, like Quito. Mm-hmm,
yes, mm-hmm. That the cost of living and the cost of purchasing a home and the benefits of living in another country like that are big. So are there particular countries you like to gear towards?
My favorite is the Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm. There's a reason for that?
You know, I just love the country. Okay. I love the people. And I think, too, whenever you look at purchasing abroad, you have to think about what type of flight time do you want to get mm-hmm. back to the States?
No more than 2 hours.
Exactly. So if you're looking at Ecuador, you're looking at like 8-9 hours. Wow. You know, whereas you look at Dominican Republic, 3.5, and you can get a direct flight. You don't mm-hmm. have to go through Miami. Mm. So when you look at the property there, I mean, some of it, I actually saw just this past week during New Year's, penthouse condo, 1,200 square feet. Upstairs was another 1,200 square feet, ocean view, rooftop. I mean, I was just sitting there with my mouth open, and it was $325,000.
Oh my gosh, where can we sign
right?
And you are literally a 10-second walk from the beach. Yes, wow. Sign here, please.
I know. Where is that dotted line? Okay, so it actually had 2,400 square feet of space?
Yes. Now, 1,200 living, 1,200 upstairs.
Rooftop
deck. I mean, I'll show you pictures afterwards. It was gorgeous. It was gorgeous.
Oh, my goodness. I think any of you listening to this, if you're hearing that and we were thinking about purchasing something, you need to call Christian about this unit like right away. I don't think this one should last long.
No,
it definitely
won't.
But, oh, my goodness, that's fabulous. Any other things that our listeners should be aware of purchasing abroad? I'm sure there's some, you know, pitfalls and things that you want to know about before you do consider putting your money in a foreign country.
Definitely. Like even in Dominican Republic, all the contracts are in Spanish. So yes. And that's
so
how they're executed.
Learn Rosetta Stone before you purchase. Okay.
So our team is there to make sure that at every step you have the attorneys you need, any surveyors, you just have reputable vendors there and you won't get taken advantage of.
Wow. Anything else that makes your firm different besides this obvious one of the technology influence, which is still floors me, absolutely fantastic. You know, part of when you hire a realtor to either list your home or to purchase a home, you know, is the reputation of the realtor themselves. Mm-hmm. You have a phenomenal reputation here in this market and long-term, and people trust you and know you. You have had some appearances on some pretty big shows too. Tell our audience about that.
I have. I was actually very excited. They aired the last episode I did on New Year's Eve on HGTV.
Wow.
So I was out of the country and I started getting pictures of myself and I was like, what is this?
Wow, that's hilarious.
And it was the episode and it was one of my clients. They're an Italian couple. He's Italian, she's Haitian, and they travel all over the world, and it was a matter of finding a secure condo for them.
This is international house hunters.
No, this was actually just here.
Oh.
But they're international.
Wow.
Yes.
So she's been on HTV's House Hunters, providing her real estate expertise also for other media outlets, including the AJC, Realtor.com. Again, no small fry here, Realtor.com.
Yes.
And I see Philly.com.
Yes.
Philly as in Philadelphia?
Yes. They actually, it's funny. They apparently they outsource a lot of information to a lot of different places, so they were just asking for some real estate expertise on some things that were changing in the market and trends, mm-hmm. and we were able to lend our insight.
And the trends change state to state, not just, you know,
yes.
countrywide what's going on. It can be different from state to state.
That's such a great point because it's, I mean, even here, you know the difference between even though it's macro, it's still very micro. So mm-hmm. your prices in Buckhead, it can be the same condo. You put it in Smyrna, it's a completely different market.
Right.
So it's definitely a micro perspective.
And the changes in, you know, the job market and,
yes.
the economy can be so different even from town to town. So
yes.
as you said, even that is different
yes.
From Buckhead to Smyrna to Peachtree City to somewhere else.
Definitely.
Yeah, it can definitely affect it. And, you know, the technology is such a big deal. I keep having to go back to that because that is, I'm assuming that's the biggest piece of what makes you different, you know, besides your years of experience. Is there anything else about the firm that would set you guys apart?
You know, it's really, again, just the marriage of technology and real estate and still enhancing that customer experience where you may come and say, hey, you know, I need this, I need that, is really anticipating the needs. We really mm-hmm. want to be proactive in anticipating your needs. And even when it comes to finding a property and maybe you're saying, hey, I like it, my wife doesn't like it, you know, going the extra mile to find something that works for both of you, if it's putting you with the architect to create what would be the meeting of the minds, if you will, just going that extra mile. It's the service coupled with the technology.
I love that. I mean, when Property Brothers started airing, I sort of found them a little later in the game and I had no idea what they were doing.
I did too.
I love that show. I'm always so impressed with what they come up with and then what the final product looks like.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So close to the design, but obviously the finished pieces are a little different
yeah.
than the computer generated images. And, so it's very exciting to see that. I mean, I always thought, wow, I wish somebody had done that for me. Like when we got our condo, it was literally empty, completely empty. And we gutted a kitchen and opened it up so we had full view of the ocean and then
Ooh.
Built some of our own furniture as built-ins in the walls. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. But having that sort of virtual model would have been great for us.
Definitely.
We've done a great job, but it's a very cool tool to have. And I know you have a big event coming up in February. Why don't you tell our audience about the event and
yes.
where it's being held and what the event is all about?
Well, we're very excited. We are partnering with Studio Entourage, award-winning designers and architects, as well as Woof Sub-Zero, their showroom in Buckhead, and we are going to have it at the Woof Sub-Zero showroom.
Do they need vodka for their event?
I know. We might need to
I think you should talk to Leanne after the show.
We totally should. Actually, vodka and real estate go extremely well together.
I know. Witness this amazing discussion on this show. I'm seeing a lot of synergy here.
Yes. And it's February 28th, and it's actually after the showroom closes. So it's 12 to 2. You can sign up. There will be food there. And it's called Know the Trend Before You Spend. There's so many trends coming out. And it's like, do you want to do a full renovation or do you want to list your house and find what's there without all the work? Because we know renovations can be very hard on a relationship.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Love it or list it.
Yes.
And do people have to actually register for this event ahead of time?
Yes, they do have to register. They can email us at events@vratl.com.
And just so you know, I'm having shameless self-promotion here, but Christian has been one of our loyal advertisers over the last year, and there is an ad for Village Realty in our current issue, which is now on stand. So you can read all about this event in that ad and click through and read a little bit further about it and also sign up for the event. And I want to ask about one particular thing in design trend here, since we were talking real estate and homes, because one of the things that I've fallen in love with, and this always happens, it seems like, you build a house, you know, you put all the stuff in it that's like, at the time, it's like the hottest stuff, and then 8-10 years down the line, there's something that's like better and greater and more hot, and you're thinking, gosh, I wish I could do that now.
Yeah.
So my case in point is now they have all these awesome tiles that look like hardwood.
Oh, yes.
Is that
those.
A trend that's going to stick around, or is that something that's going to be like cool for like 2 years and then it'll be on to something else?
You know, I think that's a trend that's going to stick around because people love the look of hardwood and it just brings such a polish to a room. So I think that's going to stick around without the maintenance of hardwood.
I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have hardwood floors and, you know, carpeting that I would really like to get rid of and put something different in. And I keep going back to looking at that tile. But then
nice.
I think, you know, I know I'll do it. And then, you know, 5 years from now when we go to sell our house, it'll be like, I don't like the tile. Someone will look at my house and not be able to see past that.
Well, the good thing is, I mean, I think about white cabinets. So many people left white cabinets alone for years. And white cabinets are hot right now.
I know.
They are
so
hot.
I saw a penthouse apartment in New York City in a magazine for sale with this amazing view of the Hudson, and it was $40 million.
I was about to say, I think I saw
Did you see the same
one?
And it had all white cabinets and a white island, and everything was white. And I thought, well, it's got a killer view, but it's all white. And then I realized that must be like the hot thing.
It is, the white, the gray cabinets. It's I want gray cabinets. I'm pining over gray cabinets right now myself.
Wow. What other design trends are you seeing? What other exciting things are people putting in a new home or when they're renovating or are they doing?
I think it's definitely the upgrade. Like, we used to see more of the Woof Sub-Zero in probably like $1 million homes, and now you're seeing it in $600,000 and $500,000. People are making that investment in a price point that's a little lower than normal.
Because we're all figuring out that we know how to cook, and the older we get, the better we get at it. And the more we like to entertain and have dinner parties, and all of our friends seem to be foodies, and we think we're so good. And then they come over and they're like, you know, they're talking about food and they've got twice the kitchen equipment you do. So yes, the upgraded kitchen is very important.
Definitely. And I think the quartz too, just changing out from granite. You know, if you watch some of the shows, that's what you always say. I want stainless steel. I want granite. And I think it's definitely a departure from the granite to different, you know, whether it's the butcher block or quartz or marble.
Butcher block.
Concrete.
Yeah. Or the concrete. Oh, that looks so nice. Especially with those stainless steel backsplashes,
How about amenities on a home? Like, what's important when somebody is putting something on a home that, you know, they're hoping to keep for 10 years and then going to sell it? Pool, any spas, anything like that? What's the big trends there?
Really, outdoor space. How you configure your outdoor space, especially in a place like Atlanta. We have such beautiful
outdoor
days.
Outdoor fire pit. We use ours all the time.
Yes.
Good place to have a vodka cocktail.
Fabulous.
Right?
When are we invited?
Right. Well, Rich, I know that we've just had two phenomenal guests, and you always have questions. Is there anything you want to ask about? See, he's got his notebook
with
his questions.
I'm afraid.
No, he's always got good questions for our guests.
Just more kind of observations, whatever. I have to make comment. I think, Leanne, no matter what the question is that a good time for vodka? She's always like, yeah. Is that a good place for vodka? Yeah. Would that work?
Yes.
It's like when I ask people what questions. Kristen, yes or yes? Yeah. It's like, yeah. No, just with Leanne, it's interesting. And even all the conversation, how it... something about today.
Poor Rich, he ends up with women in the room so much.
He loves
hey, am
it.
I complaining?
He loves
whatever?
It. Yeah. Luckiest man in the world.
What's on my desk right here? The Bold Women of Buckhead issue, whatever. Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, Paul Millsap, whatever. Yeah. He got bumped.
Oh, but, man. Paul's one of my favorite covers.
No, actually, our morning show, we gave out copies to everybody this morning. Yeah, they all walked out with their Paul Millsap copy. So, but... we had this morning, 8 o'clock show was AL Radio. Well, it's always every, for Atlanta Legal Experts, so AL Radio is the name. Yeah. But the special episode this morning was for featured the founder of Moondog Growlers and also independent distillers. There's an independent distiller company here in Atlanta.
Yep.
And the Georgia Craft Brewers Guild. So there's an alcohol theme going on here.
Whatever makes me
and tomorrow night we're going to an after hours if you're drinking. But anyway... And then in our 10 o'clock show, we had founder of Food Movement. Have you ever met this
no.
gentleman? That was very interesting. So they have they organize 12 food trucks. They do all the marketing and all the all the behind the scenes stuff. But then in their commissary kitchen, they do team building events where you can cook like the Iron Chef, and they have competitions amongst a company. They have Coca-Cola and Aflac in there, a bunch of people.
Oh, that's super cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So food and alcohol, and then Christian, I just thought you were at
alcohol and kitchens. No, it all goes together very well.
You're ATV right now, right?
Yes.
So it could be HGATV, right?
Hey, I need to work on that.
HGATV.
Don't trademark that.
And then this Buckhead condo. Last time you were on the show, you were you made kind of the announcement about the Mandarin Oriental.
Yes.
Which was HGTV's. Giveaway, what was it called? Urban Oasis.
The Urban Oasis, I really tried to win.
Well, I thought I was in. No wonder I didn't win. Yeah, you guaranteed me I was going to win on the air. I have proof of it. Yeah. Am I moving in there? No. So now they're giving out their newest property is where?
It's in Martha's Vineyard.
Martha's Vineyard. That's up in your neighborhood. Yeah.
That's near where I come from. I've spent time on Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah,
I
simply
love Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah. That was it. Just. Interesting.
Well, good observations.
Thank you. Yeah.
All good observations. Ladies, thank you so much.
We're still waiting on our samples,
you.
Though. The vodka vixen vodka samples.
I'm sure Leanne will take care
right
of you.
Down.
All right, nice.
And thank you again, ladies. We really appreciate your time today. Very insightful, very exciting businesses, and great 2015, Leanne. We hope that you land many more states and many more local restaurants and businesses. And we'll do our best to put on our thinking caps and find some events that we can introduce you to some folks as well this year. And Christian, good luck in your new adventure.
Thank you.
Very, very proud of you. She is definitely one of our bold women, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. She just brought it up a notch, whatever. Yeah. She left all the other bold women in the dust.
She kicked it up a level and just, you know, powered forward. Congratulations. It was a great year.
Thank you.
Great show, yeah.
Thank you. And we'll see you next week.
See you next time.
Thank you.